It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish. Hope you had a great week. We're going to close it out in style here. On this Friday, July 8th, 2022, I'm Craig Mish, and today we have a special guest with me here on the show, and Monday, I believe, as well, if I'm not mistaken. George Kurtz is in the house, as Davis has some time off. Well-deserved, by the way, for Davis, but of course, we got George. We're going to talk some fantasy football, some fantasy baseball, a little hockey as well, and it's great to be with you here on this Friday. George, it's been a while. How's everything?
Everything's good, though. I want to know how you guys get these days off, man. How do you go about this?
Well, there's a website. No, I'm just kidding, George. No, it's honestly, you know, now that I've thought about it, you know, I started a Newswire show, I believe, back in late March or April, and I finally am going to be taking some real time off coming up in July. I think you're probably filling in for me, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you got that notification yet, but I have a feeling you'll be in for me. You're in for Davis. You're in for me, and that's the way we like it here.
Well, I'm glad I can help out.
All right. Great comment there, George. Thanks for that 5-second one. All right. Let's get to what happened last night real quick. Before we get into our headlines, I know that you are a resident hockey expert. That takes nothing away, by the way, from Gabe or Cam or anyone else. What did you make of the draft last night? The only thing that I thought was compelling, at least for me, was to see the stare down of that player staring at Montreal's bench or whatever, with Montreal's guys at the draft. I thought that was interesting.
It was a pretty wild draft, though, Craig. Slafkovský goes first overall. No one really had this. Everyone had Shane Wright going first overall. We did hear that Montreal was making noise earlier in the week that they might take Jaroslav Slafkovský. And it's not that this is a wild pick, by the way. Slafkovský might be the top goal scorer in this draft. It's just that Wright, local boy, might be the best overall player in this draft. Montreal seemed to be in love with him the entire time. He was by far the top pick on FanDuel to be the number one guy overall. We had heard noise that they were thinking about Slafkovský, but we thought that was more, subterfuge there, wanting the Devils to trade up if they wanted him. So that was pretty wild, and nobody had Simon Nemec going too to the Devils. When you think about it, it makes some sense. The Devils, due to other high picks over the past couple of years, had already taken top center, so they passed on Shane Wright as well to take Simon Nemec. All right, but when the Arizona Coyotes also passed on Shane Wright to take another center, and Logan Cooley, once again, he was a top three pick coming in. We expected that, but not over Shane Wright. It was like, are we seeing Draft Day, the movie with Kevin Costner, really being played out live here? And it was wild because that's the first thing that goes through my mind, Craig. What do these teams know about Shane Wright that we don't know that he's falling this far? So he ended up, the fall wasn't terrible, to number four at Seattle. Seattle gets a gift from God. That's really what it comes down to, a gift from God. But there were plenty of trades last night. Chicago, there wasn't a player on their team. They wouldn't trade for a number one pick. And I thought Alex DeBrincat, 24-year-old, 40-goal scorer here. Isn't this the kind of player you want to build around? They trade him for a number one, a couple of other picks as well here. But, boy, that trade seems awfully light when you see a 24-year-old, 40-goal scorer, and you trade him away for a number one and a couple other picks here. Seems to be this kind of guy you want to build around. But they trade him. Goalies moved. Other players moved. It was a pretty wild day.
Yeah, for sure. I thought so, too. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show as we get you started here on this Friday. The Atlanta Braves got a stellar performance last night from Spencer Strider, converted reliever. He struck out 12 and the St. Louis Cardinals get that win against the Braves, those two teams fighting for the NL wild card. Pablo Banchero takes home a win in his first matchup with Jabari Smith Jr. in the NBA Summer League. We mentioned the Montreal Canadiens in their first pick overall, and the U.S. Women's National Team beats Jamaica to clinch a spot in the 2023 World Cup. Not a big surprise. The Women's U.S. National Team is fantastic and have a great shot to win. And also, George, I should mention, in baseball last night, the New York Yankees, in game one of the four-game set, defeated the Boston Red Sox, I believe 7-6, if I'm not mistaken, was the final. And listen, you know what's interesting for the Yankees is that no matter, you know, how closely you're watching the games and how many home runs they're hitting, you know, they can't win those games without this guy, Clay Holmes, closing out these games in the ninth inning. That guy's been fantastic.
Yeah, you talk about finding someone with a scrap heap, right? The Pirates gave him away to the Yankees last year. And not the Yankees, I don't think the Yankees had any idea this was coming, but they saw something or they fixed something. And he's been fantastic. He's got that bowling ball sinker, man. And when he's on, that thing is – all you do is pound it to the dirt over and over again. You know, I think he's given up two runs all year long. And I know one of them, by the way, was on a couple of – you know, once again, infield singles, which is going to happen when you can pound the ball into the dirt. They're going to find, you know, just little dribbles there that gave up a run there. So he's been fantastic for the Yankees. Craig, if they decide to go back to Chapman, they're nuts. You know, unless Chapman is the Chapman of old here, I get it where Holmes could in some ways be more valuable as a multi-inning reliever, you know, seventh and eighth inning, and Chapman will never be that. But I just don't see how the Yankees can even think about putting Chapman back in that role.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either, but you never know. Chapman, again, has been stellar for a long period of time, but it does seem like a changing of the guard for the Yankees for sure, so we will see. All right, coming up next, it's time to talk a little season-long fantasy baseball with our buddy Gray Albright of Razzball. We'll talk some starting pitching, so stay on the grid for that. Then a little bit later in the show, Jim Sanis is in the house. We've got a big NASCAR race coming up this weekend. We'll give you a preview on the DFS side, so get out your FanDuel apps. We're going to help you set a lineup this weekend in NASCAR, no doubt. And then we have fantasy reality.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Sports Grid 60. That's how we roll here on FST, and it is Friday, so hopefully you're having a great start to your day. Also going to be a fun weekend as well for those of you who are very into betting on Major League Baseball, or even better, DFS, of course, fantasy baseball as well, all weekend long right here on the grid. You got to keep it here for in-game live all access, and our weekend shows are fantastic as well. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. We'll be back with Gray Albright of Razzball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish, joined by Gray Albright of Razzball. We are at the point of nearly the halfway mark of the fantasy baseball season, so we're going to still talk some pitching here on the show with Gray. Gray, thank you for coming on the show. What's going on this Friday? What you up to?
Oh, man. Just getting myself in order for the All-Star break that's coming up, so that's exciting. A little R&R for Gray Albright. It's a time all summer I get days off. It's really nice.
I know. For a fantasy baseball season long, it's like a real reprieve. It's like no days of checking, setting lineups for I mean, this year it's a little shorter, I know, because a lot of the teams have to play on Thursday because of the lockout. They have to switch those games around. But yes, I totally am with you there. All right, so let's talk about some first half pitching for performances. And, you know, certainly everybody knows about the big names and the you know, stars that are up there for the Cy Young Award. And I think the players that we're going to talk about today aren't necessarily that, but also maybe flying under the radar a little bit. Let's start with Seattle and the big jump that Logan Gilbert has made for them. And, you know, hopefully for Seattle, they can kind of get their act together, maybe compete for a wild card at some point. Look, his pace, I mean, great, 20 wins for a major league pitcher. I mean, that's like unheard of these days. He's 10-3, 2.81 earned run average, 90 strikeouts, great whip. I saw him pitch in person, thought he was fantastic. And honestly, not getting talked about enough, I think, probably because he plays in Seattle.
Yeah, I think that's always like the West Coast bias just in general, because, you know, a lot of the games aren't even started by the time people are going to sleep on the East Coast. So, you know, it stinks because especially with like Ohtani, you know, you'd love to see like everyone be able to see him. Anyway, that's a sidebar. Yeah, Logan Gilbert's been excellent. You know, he's pitching like, this is going to sound weird, but he's pitching like a guy who's been around for a decade and has like settled in and learned how to pitch versus just throw the ball hard. Like, he's not necessarily just blowing people away. His K per nine, his strikeouts are down a little bit, which is a little bit weird considering, you know, it's only his first full year in the major leagues. And his walks are, you know, they're okay. Like, he's usually, his command is how he usually gets by, because his fastball is really excellent. He throws like a 96 mile per hour fastball, and his command. So it's usually a combination of those two, and he usually just blows people away. But this year, rather than blow people away, he's a lot closer to like a veteran who's just like out there pitching rather than throwing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And especially when you look at a player like this that really, you know, wasn't going into the season with a lot of fanfare. I mean, I thought he could be potentially good. You know, there was another Gilbert, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, on Arizona that everyone thought was going to be good. That guy hasn't even done anything this season. So a good start for sure. Understood. Makes sense. Let's move on to the Houston Astros. And let's move on to Framber Valdez and that sinker ball that he throws that constantly induces double plays. He plays on a good team, so naturally you're going to see his record, Gray, is going to be good. 8 wins, but ERA solid also, 2.57, 80 strikeouts, 1.13 whip, and we're always chasing those wins in fantasy. And Gilbert's been a little lucky, let's be honest, with the wins. Framber Valdez, without a doubt, could duplicate these wins, I think, in the second half.
Yeah, no, completely. If anyone's going to get to 17-plus wins, Framber's got to be in the handful of guys who can get there. I think he's one of the few guys, too, that, like, similar to, you know, Sandy Alcantara over there in Miami with you, you know, Framber's one of those guys who actually can throw innings, which is so rare nowadays. And that's why, and he's on a great team with the Astros, so the wins, you would think, are going to be there. You know, a lot of people are actually, there's a lot of talk going on about starters and whether or not they can, you know, whether or not the major leagues needs to do something to, right, you know, make starters throw. I was wondering, like, do you have any feelings on that? Because I personally feel like Major League Baseball does need to step in to a certain respect. Like, you have, like, every, you know, there's rules in sports. Like, you have certain rules, like for football and basketball and hockey. And just because the rule wasn't always there doesn't mean it can't get introduced and be effective. Like, before the 70s, there was no DH. Now both leagues have the DH. So I do kind of feel like more pitchers, like, there needs to be more rules. Like, if a pitcher isn't going to throw, you know, 5-plus innings, there needs to be a reason why. Like, they need to say, like, okay, he has to throw more than 75 pitches or 3-plus runs or something. Like, anyway, that's a bit of a sidebar, because Framber Valdez is, you know, he's like in that mold where he's actually throwing innings, which is great and really valuable for fantasy and so hard to find. I don't know. Did you have a take on whether or not MLB needs to step in?
You know, it's hard because, again, how do you tell a team that a guy, you know, throws, you know, 50 pitches in an inning and gives up 7 runs to keep him in? But, you know, there could be some – I've heard that before, Gray, about some sort of penalty where they lose the DH if they take the pitcher out early, something along those lines where the pitcher would have to bat. I don't have an easy solution to it, but I am with you. The one thing that I would say is I think the most significant change that's coming maybe historically for baseball is going to be the pitch clock. I really think it's going to be huge for next year. I think that people are going to enjoy baseball a lot more going to see games when they're under 3 hours as opposed to 4. And I think that's a huge, how will that affect? Yeah, I don't know how that'll affect pitching at all, but I think it's coming.
Completely. Yeah, no, I think you're totally right. Like in the minor leagues, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I believe they shaved like 20 minutes off of a game.
Close to it. 15, 20.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Like that's a big, that just sounds like a bathroom break, but that's a really big difference when you're talking about every single game on average cutting off that much. That means on average it's 15 to 20. That means there's some games they're losing like 35 minutes a game. Like it's like, There's a huge difference going on in the minor leagues right now. So, yeah, I'm excited about seeing the pitch clock brought up, too.
Yeah, and the people who are against the pitch clock, it's very simple, are not going to games. They're watching on TV, so they don't care. Or they'll sit there forever. This is to get more people to go to games, of course. All right, let's close it out with Miles Michaelis. A couple of years ago, Gray, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, he was not Sandy type, but I mean, he was going 8 innings in every game, completing games. Then he was like disappearing for a couple of years with injuries, and wow, is he back? ERA under 3, and the WHIP is incredible. I think he's at the top of the National League, if I'm not mistaken, with a WHIP under 1. I guess the question is, when you look at the advanced numbers, is this sustainable for him?
Yeah, you know, I think it's actually, like, he's the type of guy who just induces such weak contact. Right now, his K per 9 and his walks are solid. I mean, his walks actually are excellent, but his Ks are, like, okay. He's got a little bit over a 7 K per 9, which is fine. But with a walk rate of barely 1.9, it's like, yeah, that'll do, you know? Like, Mikolas is, like, probably a guy who I could see potentially having a 3.5 ERA or under for the season, which is, you know, that's solid. That plays in every league. I don't know if he's necessarily going to be an ace, but, yeah, I mean, he's good.
Yeah, no, he's had a good season. And, again, a lot of these players we're talking about, it's not that people were not aware of them during fantasy baseball season, but they certainly have overperformed or outperformed.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Form their ADP based on where they were drafted, especially Michaelis, that's for sure. All right, Gray. Well, listen, we will check in next week with you on Friday. And then, of course, we've got the All-Star break coming up. And then I'll be taking some time off, hopefully seeing you in Los Angeles for the game as well. Thanks for coming on the show. See you next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
Gray Albright with us. And Jim Pannis is up next. Stay on the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Hey, we're going to check in with our buddy Jim Sannis. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Sannis. And of course, all of his work over at Number Fire, simulating all week long, or either that or on vacation, one of the two, as he gets ready for this weekend's NASCAR event. And Jim, great to be with you. I know that football is coming fast for you and for us here too, pretty soon. So good probably to take a little breather before diving back into NASCAR. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, once you get that like July break, hopefully everyone is getting, it's like, you know, a couple days off in July. That's when I finally like get excited for NFL again. So we're finally there, Craig. Like I was running through my win total model, trying to figure out, you know, what we liked over there. Got excited about that. Got excited to actually watch some preseason games. So unfortunately, I'm ready. I am prepared. I am excited once again to go through NFL season, which will be here before we know it.
Yeah, well, training camp for a couple of for the Hall of Fame game teams 2 weeks from tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's dive into NASCAR a little bit. I know we haven't talked in a bit. This week is the Quaker State 400. So before we get into the pricing, I think we probably should recap the last couple of weeks. Is anything noteworthy happen?
Yeah, so the big thing for this week is that it's the first time they're making a repeat trip to a track for this year, and it's at Atlanta. And that's a good thing that it's a repeat because Atlanta was reconfigured before this year. It was repaved, the banking was changed, and they're running a different package, which means it's kind of like a super speedway mixed with a mile and a half track. I've got 70-30, a super speedway, 70% super speedway, 30% mile and a half track, which leads to a really weird approach for DFS, where you do want to skew towards the back, try to scoop up place differential the way you would do for Daytona and Talladega, but you're not as extreme with it as you would be there. And I value equipment more at this track than I would for Daytona and Talladega because there's a little bit less chaos, at least based on what we saw the first time they were at this track. It's also a bit of a shorter race in the first trip here where we saw William Byron lead 111 laps in that race. It's only 260 laps this time around versus 325 last time. So it is different, but I think, Craig, it kind of played into what we could have expected going into Atlanta the first time, where you would have expected a blend of a mile and a half and a super speedway. That's exactly what you got. So I do feel pretty good entering this week. We should have a good read on what to expect once they drop the green flag on Sunday.
All right, so let's take a look at the race in Atlanta this week, and pricing a little bit different, especially for the success that Ross Chastain has had. He's up to 13,500 on FanDuel. Chase Elliott, no surprise at the top, is 14,000. Ross Blaney is 13,000. Larson is down a bit to 12,500. Denny Hamlin is 12,200. And then William Byron is 11,500. So let's go ahead and try and build a lineup for this week.
Yeah, I think the key thing for this week is to wait to fill it out fully until qualifying takes place. Because again, we want to skew towards drivers starting further back. Those guys are going to have big potential here because you should be able to make passes. There should be a lot of chaos during this race, which does lend itself towards drivers starting further back having a bigger edge. So in general, our preference should be to use drivers starting further back. But if you account for that, once you account for that, I think the guys I am liking the most this week are guys who do well, both on super speedways and a mile and a half track. So you see Ryan Blaney at $13,000. He is a guy who can do well on both. He won Texas, the All-Star race, earlier on this year. And that is a mile and a half track, recently repaved, that doesn't have a lot of tire wear. And we know Blaney is one of the best super speedway racers in the field. He nearly won Daytona this year, but got kind of squeezed by his teammate at the end of that race. He's won Talladega a couple of times. He actually won in Atlanta before the repave, so he can run through this configuration pretty well. I think that sets up well for Ryan Blaney at $13,000 to be a guy who should be in contention for this week. My model actually does have Blaney as the most likely winner for this race. I also do like the Gibbs cars. So Kyle Busch is at 12 or just below $12,000. Got Kyle Busch there. Denny Hamlin, obviously a tremendous super speedway racer. And then Christopher Bell, a bit lower in the order on FanDuel, checking in at $9,000. Bubba Wallace, not a Joe Gibbs racing car, but $8,800. We've seen that 2311 team have a lot more speed recently. Wallace is among the best super speedway racers in the field. He won Talladega last year, was second in the last two Daytona races, was running pretty well in Talladega recently as well. So I feel like the Toyotas are in a good buy low spot here. They've been terrible at road courses so far this year. They've had two road courses in the past couple of weeks, and were getting reduced salaries on them because of that. So Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch as well, Bell, Bubba, all those guys, I think to me, a bit undersalaried. So overall, I go Ryan Blaney as my favorite guy entering this weekend, but I think that the JGR cars and 2311, all the Toyotas in general, are in a good spot to bounce back after a couple rough weeks here recently.
All right, so there you go. And by the way, check out all of Jim's simulations on Twitter at Jim Sanis and over at NumberFire as well as the analysis on FanDuel. All right, let's chop up some Major League Baseball here, Jim. And it's been a fun season for a couple of teams. One are the Houston Astros. No surprise that if they are not the favorites to win it all, they are right there. And the primary reasons, of course, have been two players, Jim, if you can believe this, a few years ago, we're not even part of it, this World Series team. I mean, to me, Jim, does any team do this better than the Houston Astros? They lose guys and just replace them like nothing. Jordan Alvarez is a potential MVP candidate, probably not in a season with Judge and Otani, but look at these numbers. I mean, 26 home runs, 58 runs driven in. And then Kyle Tucker is also having a monster season. He's going to hit 30. He's going to drive in 100. And Jim, I guess I was talking about this on yesterday's show, I think with Scott Farrell, but I mean, I guess Verlander will retire at some point. I guess Jose Altuve will be gone at some point. I guess Michael Brantley will be gone at some point, but they'll just probably find like three guys that we don't know about right now. And they'll be throwing them out there and chasing down a World Series. It's just incredible to me.
And what's the craziest thing here, Craig, is that it's all sustainable. Like you look at the numbers for Alvarez and for Tucker and you're like, okay, not only do I expect them to continue what they've done, but there might even be room for them to get better. I don't think Alvarez can best that 312 average. That's absurd how high that number is. But very low strikeout rate. That gives you a high floor from a batting average perspective, where even if he does, you know, run into some more outs, I still think we're going to see a very high number there on top of the power he has shown. His expected WOBA at Baseball Savant is 491. That is actually higher than his actual WOBA so far this year. So he could get even better. I'm not expecting that, but it actually could happen. He puts the ball in the air, makes hard contact all the time, barrels it up all the time, and does that without striking out. It is an absurd combination. As far as Tucker goes, it's a bit annoying how low they bat him in the order. I get it because they want to go righty-lefty and stuff like that. But even with that, he's going to get you upside in some department, whether it be the steals or the home runs. I think the home run number could be even higher for Tucker so far this year. He's got an 11.3% barrel rate. He makes hard contact, puts the ball in the air. That number could come up, and the steals will be there if it does not. 14 steals so far this year, actually tying a career high for him already, and he gets on base. Like Alvarez, he does not strike out. He draws walks. He's going to be on first base quite often. So I expect the power to increase for Tucker. But if it doesn't, who cares? He'll steal your bases. So I think that that's what I like about these guys is even when you look at the numbers they put up, I don't think they're going to slow down. Like they're that good and they're putting up numbers, advanced numbers that are good enough for you to expect them to keep on doing that, which I think to me makes what they're doing even harder to comprehend.
Yeah. And again, you know, I'm not huge on lineup protection, but this lineup protects. Like they go. I mean, Jeremy Peña bats like eighth. I mean, it's crazy how good they are. All right, let's go to the Mets here for a minute. I watched them dismantle my Marlins last night, 10-0. Pete Alonso has dialed it back to where he was a couple of years ago. He's having a fantastic season with 22 home runs. He's driven in a ton. And listen, I mean, a lot of people last year, Jim, thought that Francisco Lindor maybe wasn't the guy that they acquired in Cleveland, and boy, were they wrong. This guy is exactly who he was and more. I think just the league switch may have just been the thing with him last year, because right now he looks all the bit a possibility of just carrying this team along with Alonso to the postseason.
Yeah, and I think with Lindor, there is some more upward progression possible as well with his numbers right now. Low strikeout rate, putting the ball in the air a lot, making hard contact. So you could see the power numbers increase, the overall numbers potentially get better. You know, I think that it's still not quite what he was in Cleveland. Obviously, there was more power there. The speed is about the same, the strikeout rate a bit lower. So it's not quite what he was there, but we know that that batter is still in there somewhere. So to me, when I look at Lindor, I think that there's still some upward progression. It's not as big of a situation. Like I'm not as high on him as I would be on someone like Kyle Tucker or Alvarez, obviously, but I do still think we could see a bit more coming here for Lindor than what we've seen here recently. As far as Alonso goes, again, it's weird when you have batters who combine a low strikeout rate with absurd levels of power and you get that with Alonso as well. And that's kind of the thing with this entire Mets lineup is they don't strike out. And that's pretty tough facing as a pitcher to go against a team that has these dangerous batters with their legs, with their bats, and also they don't strike out that much. It's a really tough thing to go up against nine separate guys who can do all that to at least exert a certain extent. So I think Alonso not going to be quite on the same par as Alvarez. Lindor not going to be quite as good as Tucker, but they're good, I would say, light versions of both those guys. And that's not a disrespect to those two guys, just more so hopefully throw in some endorsements towards Tucker and Alvarez. But I think that the Mets, again, you could see some upward progression here for Lindor based on the quality of contact he has made. And with what he's doing so far, I think any extra you get out of him would be a positive. But even if you get the baseline you've had so far, you'll be pretty happy with that for sure.
Yep, can't complain, no doubt. All right, Jim, great stuff as always. Thanks again for coming on the show. We'll look forward to catching up again with you next week, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Same to you.
All right, Jim Sanis with us here. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Sanis, FanDuel, NumberFire, and of course, right here on SportsGrid. All right, coming up next, George Kurtz is taking his break. He is back with us next. We got Fantasy Reality and the SportsGrid 60. Also, don't forget, I'll be with you this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire, so you can stay on.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Agreed for that as well. Plenty more to come, though, here on Fantasy Sports Today. So keep it right there, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. You want to follow us on Twitter, here's how you do it. Make sure that you download the Twitter app. It's completely free. And then at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV are the two handles for the latest news, notes, information, of course, picks against the spread from all of our shows, including the Early Line, the Morning After, Pharrell Coast to Coast, Gabe, Cam, all of our hosts here, as well as George Kurtz, who's in here on the show. George, I know, obviously, We had the NHL draft last night. A lot of trades, if I'm not mistaken, too, and even seeing some today.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild 24 hours for the NHL here. We do have three more deals this morning here. Goalies, I guess day two is goalie day here. Ville Husso, who we know is going to be St. Louis had to move on from him, Craig. It's not that Jordan Binnington is better. Maybe he is, maybe he's not, but Binnington's got the long-term contract. So Ville Husso moves on. He goes to Detroit. With the Red Wings, he'll start there. The Washington Capitals have seemingly made their decision in net. They had two goalies. Neither one's outstanding. Samsonov and Vanacek, well, they move on from Vanacek. Vanacek goes to the New Jersey Devils. We heard they were going to make some moves here with Devils. They were going to be big players here as far as in the free agent market here. Maybe just their first of several moves here. So Vanacek goes to New Jersey. And Tony DeAngelo, free agent, one of the top free agent defensemen, more on the offensive side. He moves from Carolina. They move on from him to Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Flyers get Tony DeAngelo, about 2 years, $5 million each.
All right, lots of NHL on this show. We'll even have more as we begin our fantasy or reality. All right, the fun game of pronouncing some of the players who got drafted in the NHL last night. I don't know if that's tougher or Wimbledon's tougher. Who really knows? But naturally, there are going to be some fun names to discuss. And last night, Winnipeg, with the 14th pick overall, took Rutger McGroarty. And we thought we would ask the question here on the show today, George, and you probably would have more familiarity than me, but I'll have my opinion. Rutger McGroarty, if I got that right, hopefully, is the best hockey name you have heard.
Oh, boy, is Rutger McGroarty the best hockey? Maybe we had Hock and Lube, right? Hock and Lube was pretty good as far as an interesting name here. Evgeny Kuznetsov, I remember Scott Engel back would have a lot of fun with that name. I'm going to let you guys figure out what he would do. That cut your, you know, certain anatomy part off there with that. There have been so many hockey names. One thing I like about McGroarty, I can pronounce it, right? I mean, we're having everyone's always right now trying to figure out how to pronounce the number one pick's name, right? Because that's a European name, Czechoslovakian, Slavkovsky, and everything and that. Get that over and over again. It's the number one pick overall. So you go down the list here. There's a lot of wild names here, but I'm going to say fantasy. That's the McGroarty. It's good, but I don't think it's the best name ever.
All right. Yeah, fantasy for me, too. Now, again, my hockey acumen, not quite yours, not quite Brett's, but I mean, the one name that comes to mind here is Ty Domi. I mean, Ty Domi, that's a great hockey name right there. I mean, I got to put that over McGroarty. But regardless, I think it's a pretty cool name and one that hopefully we'll be saying for a number of years. But I'm guessing that we could go back through, you know, hockeyreference.com and check all of these names and definitely find somebody that we like more than that. So I am going to say fantasy there. All right, Red Sox, Yankees, Judge, Rizzo, don't play. Okay. Yankees still win, 7-6. Fantasy or reality, George, let's hit it. Sitting your superstars versus their biggest rival is a big deal. We see this a lot in the NBA. Sometimes we see it in baseball. Can't do it in football. Fantasy or reality?
Isn't he? Well, they didn't sit them. Both guys were banged up. Rizzo's dealing with a back injury day-to-day. Maybe comes back tonight. Aaron Judge, I think it was sore calves that he had to sit out last night. And I think he said he will almost certainly be back tonight as well here. So they're not sitting him out to avoid Boston or Fenway Park. These are legitimate injuries. Rizzo had missed the first two games this week against Pittsburgh. He didn't play. I know I found it funny when Judge was out yesterday and the Yankees were telling you everything was fine. And then you just realize, well, no, Judge sat out Sunday in a rest day. Monday was an off day. This Monday, they're off again. Then you got the All-Star break. There is no way they'd be giving him two rest days in a week, especially when you're figuring they were in Fenway. Now, the Yankees can afford to play it cautious with the win last night. I think it was 6-5, by the way, not 7-6. But either way, it was a one-run victory. They've got a 15-run game lead. And they can take everybody off for a week. Who cares, right? Who cares? I guess it's the right thing to do here to make sure these injuries don't become long-term injuries. We are only halfway through the season. Right, the Yankees just played their 81st game, I believe, on Wednesday against Pittsburgh. So they are literally just past the halfway mark here. So, yeah, you're going to give your guys more rest. What? You got a hangnail? Take a day off. What? You woke up the sniffles? Take a day off. There's no reason to push these guys. The Yankees, unless you're dying for that home field advantage, which case I think they're 5.5 up over the Astros. It might be 4.5 of a home field in the American League. Their next important game is October. The rest of this doesn't matter. It's just all for show. Yankees, Red Sox, yeah, it's a great rivalry. It really means very little this weekend. Bolts is not playing very well. I don't think Walk is pitching tonight. They're all banged up in the rotation here. They're throwing out guys, Craig, I've never heard of. Right? Bello, I know he's a top prospect, but Bello goes, Wednesday 15th, last night was whatever this guy's name. He's a nobody there. They're having a lot of problems in their rotation. Boston has bigger things to worry about than the Yankees.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out which way to go with this. I will say it is a big deal in the NBA. I will say it is not a big deal in Major League Baseball, and that's where I will sort of, you know, draw the line there. So if the question is why. I'll start from the back and move to the front. Major League Baseball, you want to see the opposition play their best players because you're paying for tickets and you want to go to the games. But, you know, there's also that element that in all likelihood, you're going to get to see Judge and Rizzo at some point again this season. I mean, these two teams play 19 times. So I don't think that that is a huge deal. And as you mentioned, maybe a little banged up or not. But I would say that in the NBA, when a team comes to town, and for example, George, if LeBron makes his one trip from LA to Orlando and he's just getting a maintenance day, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's rough. And I know the teams have been fined for that in the past. I think the Spurs are one of those teams that happened with Kawhi Leonard a bunch of times. So I will say in the NBA, yes. I will say in Major League Baseball, it would be a no for me, not a big deal. So I got fantasy and reality. I got fantasy and reality. All right, let's move on here. Now, this is a cool story here. In the Maldives, they're building this floating city, I saw, where you're actually going to be able to live on the water. That's correct. You're going to be living on the water. I don't know how sustainable this is going to be, but you can actually go out there and look at it beforehand and try it out, see some of the houses, and then build your own and then live there. I don't know, George. I mean, I kind of know where you're coming here from, but I'm going to get into this too as well. But let me toss it to you first. Given the opportunity, George, you would move to a floating city, a city on the water.
Well, I don't get seasick, all right? So I guess there's a point there. If you get seasick, it's an automatic no, right? I would think, because you're not going to be able to handle it. So I don't get seasick, so I guess I could do that. I think move is the tough word there. All right, so I'm just going to go up, sell my house, and just move to a floating city. All right, are we going to have all – how big are we talking here? I mean, are we going to have the amenities I need? I want to go to a golf course. If I want to do this, I want to do that. How far off from shore? I mean, is it going to be like an hour if I want to – just to get back to shore if I want to go to a Stop and Shop? I don't know. You know, stuff like that. I find this intriguing. I assume it's going to be nice weather, which is always a point for me. Lord knows I am very jealous of Craig Mish for being in Florida, and I'm dying up here in the winter, freezing several body parts off. And I got to hear from Craig and everybody else I know in Florida, oh, yeah, I'm glad it's snowing up there. I'm on the golf course. Yeah, drop dead, please. You know, that sort of thing. So I find this intriguing. I really do. That being said, am I going to move? No, I don't. Let's say I love this, Craig, and new things. I am the kind of guy I want to see Craig Mish try it out first. Let Craig tell me how it is. I want to hear some reviews first. All right. Oh, yeah, this is great. The best thing ever. You got to do this. Or I might hear, this is the worst mistake I ever made. All right. I feel like I'm going to throw up every day. Nothing works here, that sort of thing. So, no, I would not move to a floating city right away, but it would intrigue me in time to go there.
Yeah, no, for sure. Very funny there, George. So, for me, I would say reality. I definitely would check it out. Now, I'm not at the stage right now that obviously I could. I mean, can we get good Wi-Fi? Can we get plug-in internet? I mean, Brett Levy would kill me if I can't plug my computer in before the show directly to my modem. Is that possible? Where is the plug? Is it in the water? I don't know. But I would say it looks pretty cool to me. Now, I don't know if this is sustainable, though. And obviously, what if a storm comes of any kind? Like, are you just, like, moving all over the place? Like, how heavy is the ground here? I don't know. There's a lot of questions. But I did look it up, and I did read the story intensely, and I did think that it seemed pretty cool. So, George, I mean, I'm kind of already living on a floating city when you think about it, right? Like, I'm sort of there. The beach for me and the water for me. In a drive, it's less than 5 minutes. In a walk, it's probably about 10 or 15. That's how close I am. And so I'm going to say reality. I would definitely check this out. But George, the thing is that the floating city, there's like no chicken parm there probably, that's, I don't know. could be a problem.
Well, that's a no. That's a hard no. I'm sorry. I'm that guy. Hey, it's like you're talking to my wife. When I go to an Italian restaurant, it's chicken parm every time. Every time. And my wife hates me for it. She says, why don't you try something different? You know why? Because I'm here. I'm hungry. You can't screw up chicken parm. It's really hard to do.
Really?
All right. I know I'm going to like it. I'm going to be satisfied. And it's easy to make, right? I'm good. Chicken parm, little pasta. I'm good to go.
Yeah, I would say that I'm similar to you in some ways, but like out of every five times, I'll try something different. Like it won't be every single time for me. And I think I've had these baseball tournaments last month. I think we're going out this weekend. We usually go out like once, me and my wife, every weekend. We do one thing just, you know, for ourselves. But with these Little League All-Star tournaments, we haven't. And the next week we're going away. But I do think that I am looking for a good chicken parm this weekend, George. I definitely think that is up my alley too. What are your big plans for the weekend? Anything fun?
No, I work weekends. I'll be here, Craig, on all different
sorts of shows. So what shows are you on this weekend? I don't even know. What shows are you on this weekend?
Football Full Circle. Right, football full circle. Mike Blewett on Sunday mornings. I'll be on in-game live a time or two with different people. And I'll be behind the scenes. You know, Brett's not the only one here behind the scenes doing some work for us. And also writing for Daily Roto.
Writing for what time is football full circle? 8 a.m. or 9?
10. We are 10 to 12. I think tomorrow with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello is 8 to 10. Don't quote me on that, but I believe I'm on Sunday mornings with Blewett from 10 to 12. I get to sleep a little.
I know I'm switching back over to Sunday mornings pretty soon. So I don't think that interferes with your time, but I know that's coming as well. Football season is coming too. All right. Well, George is getting ready for his chicken parm. We are getting ready to get out of here. And then we got the early line coming your way at noon Eastern. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. So make sure you stay on the grid with us. We'll give you the latest at Wimbledon, everything else that is happening this weekend. Not to mention, of course, some great Major League Baseball events this evening and this afternoon. So we'll keep on our eye on that for sure. And then we will be right back here on Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. George filling in again for Davis, and I'll be back with you as well. As believe it or not, it feels like it just started, but the official halfway point of the Major League Baseball season in terms of 81 games is next week. So we will analyze the first half, take a look at the odds, see who could potentially win the World Series, Cy Young Awards. We'll take care of that all for you next week right here on FST. We'll be back with the Sports Grid 60 next.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we wrap up the show here on this Friday, just a reminder, make sure you stay on the grid. The early line is coming up next, followed by Newswire with me. But before we go, let's see what's on the mind of George Kurtz here on this Friday. He closes us out with the Sports Grid 60.
Well, what's on my mind is the, we had the NHL draft yesterday. Oh, it's still going on today, actually. And by the way, they're making picks fast and furious today, which is a nice little change from the length of some of these drafts here. But it's not so much the NHL draft I want to talk about. I said it was interesting to watch last night. It's the MLB draft. All right. I mean, I wish Major League Baseball, Craig, would take a page from the NFL, allow draft pick trading. All right. And players traded during the draft. This would be fun. We would pay more attention to this. All right, listen, the NHL draft last night, if I truly know 8, 10 of the players, that's probably a lot. All right, it's not that I know these guys, but There were draft picks traded. There were players traded. That's what we're watching here. That's what the fans want to see here. Major League Baseball doesn't allow that, which makes it a boring draft. No one's watching. No one cares. Now, who did my team take? Oh, some guy I'd never heard of, you know, 23rd overall. He's out of, you know, whatever, Texas Tech. Yay. You know, but if you allow draft pick trading, it makes it an event again. I wish they would do this. Learn from the NFL.
Yeah, I want to make a suggestion as we end the show here, George. And that is, of course, to have a better solution to a player in tennis that can't play, that essentially gives the other player a bye. I don't understand this. And I understand that Rafael Nadal couldn't play. And so he's out. And so the semifinal automatically gets set. You're telling me that the guy Nadal couldn't, that beat previously in that five set thriller, couldn't just take Nadal and just move on? Is that how it works? Will they withdraw? Very disappointing finish. And hopefully it doesn't happen in the future. That'll do it for the show. Thanks again to Jim Sanis, Gray Albright, LTN, our graphics department, Danny Ryan, our producer, Brett Levy, my co-host, George Kurtz. I think I got everybody in today. Craig Mish, see you later.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.